Remember the scene with Tanya? Gemara asks that it's a... You just said that when a guy puts his chametz into my house, so there's no problem, because the guy can come out, basically not should come out. When the guy puts things in, he's putting it in his own place. That's not true. Remember, the seal of Kanya, the Russian Tema. But Tanan, after Mark and Shamu Bahaskir, Mayla Beis Diramu, Neshamir Hisul, Sechei Avei Diskalimu. It's an issur to have an Avei Dizor in your house, like Sevi Seyevel Beis Secha. And therefore, you're not allowed to rent your apartment to a guy to live there if he's going to bring in his Avei Dizor. He's not the guy that the seal of Kanya. If you're going to say that your tenant is Kanya, he kamayel the base of the nashu kamayel. What's the problem? He's bringing it into his own house. Tell him he's bringing it into your house. So he sees who is Tanya. So then the same thing by the chametz. The guy's bringing it, the chametz, into his own, into your house. Just like he brings the avodah zarah to your house, he brings the chametz into your house. And the gemara shani helcha da'akir rachmana b'lashim ro'i yimasei yishim yimasei v'yadcha yasuzeh sheini yimasei v'yadcha. So it comes out this. If you rent your apartment to someone, so if he brings chametz into that apartment, it's not your house. It's not mosi biyatcha. If he brings chametz in, you don't have to worry about it. If he brings an avodah zarah in, that you do have to worry about. Because he's bringing it to your house. So that's what, that's the Gemara's maskan. So here we have a Gemara which is a shas sugya, which touches on sugyas in many places in Shas, probably in all of the Yeshivish and Masechtas. I don't remember clearly when last year in Bava Basra we touched on this. I think we did in Bava Metzia for sure, in Kedushin for sure, Bava Kama. There's a very Yisaitistic Ashayla, which is a question of Siris Kanya. The basic question is very simple. The question is, when a tenant rents an apartment from a landlord, what's the lumdis of that which takes place? You're a tenant, you're renting an apartment by a landlord. Is the pshat that you own that apartment, Lizman? That apartment that you're renting now is yours. It's just not yours forever. You rented it for 2 years, so it's yours for 2 years. But you own the apartment, Lizman. Or is the pshat, no, the apartment belongs to the landlord. And the tenant has a right to use it. The landlord is letting the tenant use his theorem. Now that would seem to be the question. It's schiras kanya or schiras lay kanya. Schiras kanya would mean the first way. That if I'm a seicher, if I rent an apartment, kanya, I'm kanya the apartment for that period of time, and the apartment itself belongs to me. If I learn that Tchiras Loi Kanya, then the pshat is that the landlord still owns the apartment, and I am just have a right to use it, but it's his apartment that I'm using. In the pashtus, that's what the issue is. Now, it really is more involved than that, because the same exact shaila that we're discussing in our Gemara in regard to an apartment, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, this Gemara, the exact lashon of the Gemara is Zugitzek and the Mesechus Avodah Zarah on Daf Tesvav. The Gemara has the same shaila about renting an animal, let's say I rent an animal. I'm not a kohen. And I go to a kohen and I ask him if I could use his animal, if I could rent his animal from him. And I rent his animal, so now I'm working with his animal. I gotta feed the animal. Am I allowed to feed the animal truma? When I feed truma, when I say truma, I mean sa'irim of truma, animal food of truma. Am I allowed to feed it to this animal? What does it depend on?
Is it
my animal? I'm not a kite. How can I? I'm only allowed to feed my. Only a kite is allowed to feed his animal truma. So how do I look at this animal? I rented an animal. So if I rented a car, not that everyone's nice, but cars don't eat truma. So you rented an animal. who owns the animal during the rental time? Is this an animal of a Kayin? Or is it an animal of a Yisrael? If you look at it, that when I rent the animal, it becomes my animal, becomes mine, Kliwis Kanya, then I'm not allowed to see the Truma, because I'm not a Kayin. If you look at it, no, it's the Kayin's animal. It's the Kayin's animal. Just he gave me a right to use it. I paid him some money, so in exchange for that, he gave me a right to use it, but it's his animal. Then I would be permitted to feed it truly. So the Gemara, and of course the reverse is the same Shaila, if a Kayin rents an animal from Yisrael, that would be exactly the same thing. If a Kayin rents from Yisrael, can the Kayin feed it? If you learn the animal belongs to the original owner, if he's Yisrael, I can't give it to him. If you learn the animal belongs to the renter, he was Kanya, then it belongs to the Kayin, and he can go, I give it to him. So we have now the Shaila. One is Lagabi Karka, real estate, an apartment, and two, in regard to animals. And the Gemara Rabbi Gezoyah says to Feirush that it's totally Zebizah. I think if I gave everyone a chance, maybe we could think of Svaros to be Mechalik between Karka and the Behemah. Svaros, maybe I could be Mechalik, but the Gemara says it's the same. The Gemara asks this Shaila, if you rent an animal, is it considered to be your animal, or is it the landlord's animal? And the Gemara says, well, that was the Sriyat Kanya. The same question is over here, Batanana. Machem Shamu Lahasu, why don't they feel on you? Exactly the same proof as Al Gemara. So it brings a proof from Karka to the Hamas. And it seems that it's a, you say this to Keshaila in what Schiwas means. What is rental? What do you do when you rent things? Are you renting use? Are you renting the thing itself? Are you taking ownership of the thing itself? Or is it just that you're getting use of the animal? And the Gemara says another nafkamina, if a Jew is allowed to rent his animal to a guy for Shabbos, let's say a Jew rents his animal to a guy, and the guy is going to do malacha with it on Shabbos. The guy drives a malacha. Am I permitted to rent my animal to a guy who's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos? So, of course, if you learn Chivas Kanya, then.
Yeah.
First Chivas Kanya, then who is it?
There's the guy.
The Jews renting it to the guy. If you learn Chivas Kanya, then it's the guy. Then the guy can do malacha. What do I care? If you learn Chivas Kanya, then I'm a servant, she says to Hantai. I can't put my animal in a situation where God's going to do malacha with it.
How can you rent them from
a guy? Renting from a guy is not a problem, because since I'm not going to do malacha with it anyway, so there's no problem. It's whether it's Kanya or like Kanya, if it's not doing malacha on Shabbos, we don't really care who the owner is.
You have a way to start.
Sorry.
In this house, you have a way to start.
Right. My landlord, if I rent from a landlord, as long as my apartment doesn't have a desire, I certainly don't own the landlord's apartment. My apartment is a shaila if I own or not. But there's no stuff that I don't own the landlord's apartment. There's no problem. The apartment I'm renting is either Kanye or my Kanye, but it has nothing to do with the other desire in the landlord's apartment. Like the landlord can barge in has rights in the tenant's apartment, not the reverse. So this is a basic shiloh. That's today, except that a Salem, which is just a reminder of the Avay Dezar, is not up. Only the good Avay Dezar. It's a reminder of the Avay Dezar,
but
it's not.
What is that?
No, there are certain courses that they will bow down to, that they'll serve physically. The sacrament. So l'chayret, there should be no question. So the Perish of Gemara, the Masech Tzavah of Rav, and the Masech Tzavah of Rav Tzavah, this is the Perish, Tzavah of Kanya. So l'chayret should be an open and shut case.
Maybe you want to explain what's there?
What?
Maybe you want to explain what's there?
Yeah, so the Gemara says Pesach is different Slo Yimasa, but everywhere else it was Slo Kanyan. So our Gemara thinks it was like that. Problem is, there's another Gemara. It's the Gemara above Metziah, which Tosfos and Avodah Zarah answers from. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah answers from. The Gemara above Metziah, it says that in rental, there are dinei oinah. You all know there's a din of oinah's mammon. What's the din of oinah's mammon? You're not allowed to charge a sixth over what? Of the regular market price. You're not allowed to charge a sixth over whatever the normal market price is or something. If you do charge over a sixth, so it's a mekatzah and it's chayz. The Gemara says there is oinah for rentals. If you rent somebody an animal, you charge them over a sixth more than the going rate, the hilchos oinah applies to rentals. The Gemara says, how do you know? The Gemara says, in the Parsha of Einar, it says, Ki simkuru memkar ma'amisecha. If you're going to sell something to your friend, the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Niksiv, Ki simkuru mimkar oilam reyecha. Does Einar apply only on a mimkar oilam, only on something you sell permanently? The Gemara says that even a mechila bar yomei, a mechira for one day is also a mechira. And since a mechira bar yomei is also a mechet, so the Gemara says that's why rental, which is a mechira liyomei, a mechira for a day, or for a week, whatever the case is, that also applies. Appreciate the alarm clock. At any rate, the mechira bar yomei is a. So the Gemara says clearly there that what? Suis is kind of a bad. Suis is kind of. The Gemara says the first. Suis is a bad card. Suis is kind of. So Tosfos asks this question. Tosfos asks that mechira bar yomei is a. That Gemara says Suis is a mechira bar yomei. Let's do it for a day. Okay? Everyone follow? Okay? Distractions aside. The Gemara by Matthias used to say, it's really a mysterious for one day. It's a schira. It's a memka. The Tosfos answer is no. I know it's different. It's a reboot from an extra pasuk, from an extra word, simkuru memka. It's a drasha. It's not, the Gemara doesn't mean that it's mamish schiras of kanya. And Tosfos shita is, that's chirith loikanya, and I know it's different. That's shita's Tosfos. The Ramban argues with Tosfos. Ramban, his shita is, that's chirith kanya. What's the case of the Ramban? The Ramban is going on a case where you have a house, you rent an apartment, and the landlord is magdish the house. He rented an apartment, and then the landlord goes and he says this whole house should be hedish. So the question is, are you permitted to live in the house? Are you a mile to hedish now? You're living in a house which he was magdish, it belongs to hedish. The person permitted to live in such a house. The Tosfos Taka says that a sechus is not allowed to live in such a house. Tosfos Shita is that if the landlord is magdish the house, so I have to move out. It's hegdish. If I rent an animal, the landlord says, "Ari zuayla," so I'm in trouble. I'm not allowed to live in Ayla. So I'll be able to get a refund on my rental, but Tosfos Shita is that I'm not allowed to use it. Why? Because Tosfos holds schiras loy kanyan. The Ramban says no, schiras kanya. If the landlord is magdish the animal, then it's not hegdish. The hegdish is not chal. Schiras kanya. The hegdish will be chal in 2 years when the rental lasts. But right now, the schiras is not chal. Because the tenant is the one in the apartment or using the animal. He's the owner. And therefore, the Ramban holds you're allowed to continue living in that house, or you're allowed to continue using the animal.
As much as something's not his.
That's right. What? That's a good question. Why is the chal ever? At the time he made it, So I don't know, maybe the Rabban holds his mouth foul at the end.
The only reason why it wasn't chal wasn't his.
Not sure.
At the end of the year,
maybe also it's not chal at the end. Let's look at his lashon again. But certainly, the nekud is that's certainly not chal now. And, okay. So, we have a machlaikis, the Rabban and Taisus. If Sirus Kanya or Sirus like Kanya, there are a number of nafkaminas. I'll just mention a few. As always, the nafkaminas help illustrate the case. The Machnefrayim brings a nafkamina. If you have a ger who rents an apartment. A ger, he went and he rented an apartment, or he rented a car, like that better, right? So he rents something. He rents a car and he pays a 2-year lease and he pays for it. He rented the car, and now the ger dies. The ger she'in le'yarshim dies. When you hear that a ger she'in le'yarshim is in Sakana, what do? You immediately run down to his house, and you wait eagerly for news of his demise. Because as soon as he passes away, you can chop whatever you want in the ger she'in le'yarshim. You don't have to newspaper care about it. But the ger she'in le'yarshim, everything that he owns is after. What happens if the ger rented an apartment or rented a car and he dies? Can I grab this car now for the remainder of the lease? The Machnefrayim is specific, except he doesn't mention a car, he mentions a deer. Can I now grab this deer? I'll be the first one to grab it. For the remainder of the lease, I'll look just like I grabbed the guy's jewelry and his farm and his furniture. So I'll grab his deer. And now I'll be able to live in the deal on that. So the Machnefrayim is Mesopic, and Rabbi Chanan writes, Rabbi Chanan in the Kavit Ta'aris, the Minun Gimel, there's an Arichus on this issue of this canyon. And he says that this Machnefrayim Mesopic is totally in our Machlaikas, Taisus, and the Rambam. You learn a tenant owns, or a tenant doesn't own. If you say that the tenant owns the thing that he pays serious for, then this ger owns the thing he paid serious for. And when he dies, so it becomes hefker, and anybody can come and grab it. If you learn that the ger does not own it, serious like Kanya, he only has a right to use it, the landlord owns it. The ger has a right to use it. It's not shy how you grab a right to use it. The car itself belongs to the owner. The ger owns a right to use it. You can't do a tfisa on a right. It's something abstract. It's not something physical. So, then when he dies, he reverts back to the owner of the dealer, or the owner of the car. That's right. So the owner of the dealer is now going to be able to, he's seizing it every moment. He's the first one to seize it. He seizes it and with his death. Because he's the one that's in physical, halachically, he's the one that physically is holding this dino or this animal. That's right, the mouth is the first taisis on every halva. So the Machnefrayim says that this would be a nafkamina. Probably another nafkamina, which might be halacha l'maisa too. There's a different Machnefrayim in which he declares, let's say I rent an apartment and I paid for 2 years. Well, I'm in the bungalow colony and I rented the bungalow for 2 months. So I have a right to have the bungalow straight through, let's say, till August 31st. Yes, but I have to go to yeshiva. Yeshiva starts August 24th. So I leave a week early. I tell the landlord I'm leaving a week early, and I'm Michael the week. Yeah. So I'm on my way home, and maybe I'm home already. And now my sister tells me, you have a bungalow for another week. Let me go use it for the week. And the landlord says, too late, you're Michael already. Do I have a right to say, the question is, does mechila work? Is my mechila, does my mechila count if I'm meichel the use of the apartment, of the bungalow? to listen carefully. Obviously, he's telling you this, but just stop. If you learn that I serious loikanya, I only have a right to use it. So mechila for a right, mechila works. If you're michael, any right, mechila works. Mm-hmm. However, if you hold that I own it, if I own the apartment or the bungalow till August 31st, there is a very basic concept that mechila is not a kinyan. If I own a sefer, I say I'm michael it to you. Not michael, I can change my mind. Then you have to do a kinyan to get it. You have to actually go and do a physical kinyan in order to get it. If I own something physically, mechila doesn't work. Mechila doesn't work to transfer something that I own physically. So if you hold schius loikanya, so then mechila works. Too late. Once I was michael, it doesn't help anymore for me to change my mind. I was michael. Too late. Like I'm michael achayv. Somebody owes me money. I'm michael. Too late. I don't need a kinyan. It's not a thing. It's a shiva. If you learn that the renter physically owns the apartment, when he paid rent, he was kind of this bungalow till August 31st. So he physically owns it until the landlord is going to come and make him a kinyan. It's not going. If he made a ma'aseh kinyan, taka, it'll be his. If he didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan, I can change my mind. I can say I changed my mind and I want to use it myself. So this is another one of the many.
What? No,
because subleasing would depend on the conditions of what I did. If you made a condition, I can't sublease. I can't sublease either way. If you didn't make a condition, then it's normal to sublease. The summer, I'm allowed to. It's get either way. That's not sublease. The stipler, the Sefer Avodah Zarah Siman Tes, who also has a piece on Sefer Kanya, he wants to say that this is totally the Machlaikis Rishayim. If a person who rents an apartment is Mechuyiv in Mezuzah Min HaTayrona, when you rent a dira, you're a tenant, you have to put up Mezuzah? We all know you have to put up Mezuzah. Is that a Chiyuv D'Oraisa to put up the Mezuzah? Or is that a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan because of Marisayim? Because it looks like you are, it's your palm. So Machlaikis Rishayim. Taisus, who holds Chilas Loikanya, the Taisus Lishitasei and Taisan Avei Dezara holds that it's only a Drabana. The fact that a tenant puts a mezuzah on a dira, it's only a Drabana. It's not Feisecha. Al mezuzah is Feisecha of Yishara. Is that Feisecha? No, it's Chilas Loikanya. When I tell you, you don't have to put up a mezuzah. The Drabana Taisus is Maizah that you have to put up. If you hold Tzchilas Kanya, then it is Beisecha. Then if you're kind of the bias, Beisecha, and you're obligated to put up a mezuzah. The Stipler says, Taka Bari Gishmaka Sushdel, that should be totally Zeb Zeb. If you're Mechuyiv a mezuzah, then I tell you that. Then you think they're not Naskaminis, because specifically Mechuyiv, they're right, they're Rabbanan, but they are Naskaminis in Halacha. There's many cases where putting up a mezuzah is a suffix key of mezuzah, and by an owner we say a suffix derived from chumra, by a tenant we say suffix derived from chumra.
How does this
kind of understand why only 30 days? I'm afraid somebody's going to ask that. Okay, the halacha is that if you rent an apartment, that's a gemara. If you rent an apartment for 30 days, then you're mechayiv mezuzah. So, which way does that make it? By which sheet is that better? Why? Because light ties is.
Right away in the beginning.
Light ties is a drop on of Marisayan.
Exactly.
You're not paying. It's a drop on of Marisayan. So, you understand. Less than 30 days is no Marisayan. If you have 30 days, it's Marisayan. But if you don't see with Kanya, even for one day, you should be Mechayiv. That's a good question. Vaisdais, I'm not trying to answer that, but Vaisdais, that to be Beisecha, it's got to be your house for a period of time that has significance. to be considered Beis Echa. Otherwise, it's a closet. It's a building. It's just a closet. Beis Echa means a place where you live. It seems that a Taisha Bayis that needs 30 days. You have a better shout out, be masculine, but it seems that that's ahead. You buy it for 2 days, you're Mechayiv. You buy it for 2 days, you're Mechayiv, but what does it mean you buy it for 2 days? See, if you rent for 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, you're also Mechayiv. Eretz Yisrael serious is Mechayiv right away. Eretz Yisrael is assumed you'll stay. The flip side is, it's not assumed, nothing's assumed. See, it's 30 days. So I'm not sure if it's done in Beis Echa, I'm not sure how to answer the question. That's a good question. Alright, getting back, but this is the Machlokes. It would seem much stronger from our Gemara than Tzivos Lakanya. I mean, our Gemara, the truth is, it's Perish Gemara. There's a Kasha which the Shach and others ask on Tysis from the Gemara, which is the Bar Mitzvah Daf Yud Aleph, and in Kedushin on Daf Chaf Vav. Some of you remember the Gemara. The Gemara is the story of Rav Gamliel and this Canaan who were going on a boat. They were sailing back to Eretz Yisrael and they were delayed, and it came this man Dior of Trumas and Maestris, and Rav Gamliel was on the boat. He knew that he had food in his house from which he had not yet given Trumas and Maestris. So on the boat he went over to Rav Shulman Karcha, who was a lady, and he was not fit in the Maisa. He went over to, was it Nazari with the Kayan? And Rabbi Kiva was the Gabay Aniyim. He gave Maisa Ani, and he gave Maisa, he was Makna the Maisa to them on the boat, and he didn't have the Shulman. So with which Kenya was he Makna tonight? So the Gemara says, he said, the Shulman is given to you, Ulukai my Muschalai. Which Kenyan can I give to you on the boat now? King Khalifa doesn't work for the Tafelin. King Kesef doesn't work. So the Gemara says that he was Makna the Karka. Karka you could do King Khalifa. So he was Makna the Karka to him. Now he didn't want to give away the Karka permanently. He didn't want to give Rabbi Kiva a piece of the Karka permanently. So he said, Makanma Muskalai. I give you Schiris to the Karka for whatever, for a day or for a week. And with the Kenyan that you have in this Karka, you should be kind of the Tavua, which is on the Karka. The Gemara has two pshat, it either was a king of Chasa, it happened to be a king of Chasa. Then the Gemara says it's king of Agav, but it doesn't matter which king it was. Lamaisa, he did a Kenyan, he was Makna the Chasa, and Agav the Chasa, he was Makna the Tavua. So, think for a minute. What did he do? He gave Karka to Rabbi Shulman Karcha, and Agav the Karka, he was Makna Tzvua. So 1 minute, wasn't he gave Karka? That's Tzchiras. Is Tzchiras giving Karka? Are you giving Karka by Tzchiras? Bishlama light. Ramban holds that Rabban holds Tzchiras is Kanya the Bruch HaKarka, so the Gemara is good. The Gemara is good. He gave Karka Taka. And I got the Karka, he gave Tzvua. He gave it, it's a good king. But if you hold Tzvua like Kanya, if you hold the tenant doesn't own the Karka. A tenant is just using it. So what kind of king is that? He wasn't giving him the Karka. He was telling him, you could use my Karka, and I got that, but I got that. He's not giving him Karka. He's not giving him any other thing. Yeah, but you can't do Agav, only Agav Karka. I can't give you a metopolin or give you a right, and Agav the right give you something else. So, you know, can Agav only wants that Karka. Sadna the Arab, you have to give him a piece of the globe, you have to give him a piece of the real estate. Huh?
I want to be kind, you give him the right to the ownership. You mentioned a problem comes to somebody, you don't want to give the
place to live, you don't want to become here, you want it to work. Okay, so it's a good tariff. The Shach says it Bekitzer, and Shin Yud Gimel, I think, is the Katan Aleph, the end of Aleph, and the Decebus says it in a bigger Aleph. He says, even if you hold Silas Leikanya, which is Shitas Taisis. Even though it's serious like Kanya. But if you deliberately, purposely intend to give over the Gufa Kasa the serious, about you could do it. Some of them, when you rent to a tenant, you're not giving him the Gufa Kasa. But if you deliberately say, well, the little London, he knew Rebbe Chana. So he knew serious like Kanya. So he, when he gave it to Rav Gamliel, when he gave it to Rav Shulchan Karka, he said, I'm giving you the Gufa Kasa, Muskala. If you beseirish give someone the Gufa Kasa, places his mida, that serious could be Kanya. The question, the whole issue here, stam serious. Stam as I read, just serious what they did. So, according to the Shach and the Sivis, we've answered Taisvis from the Kasha from Yana Gemara in from Mitzia. And it would seem at the end of this discussion, certainly we're learning Pesachim, that the Shita that's easily understood is Taisvis. Sivis like Kanya, the Kasha Gemara, and the Mechudish Tika Shita is the Shita Saramban, who holds Sivis Kanya, and we need some kind of terrace for this Gemara. How you can answer this Gemara in the Ramban? This Gemara says the Farish. Gemara even says the Lashon Teva. Right? The Gemara says remember the Sphere of Kanya? The Sphere of Kanya the heck? It's a very strong support of Taisa's Shita against the Shita's Ramban. The question is, how do we pass the Medina? And in Halacha we have major problems in this area, which is of course what makes this sugya more interesting. There are actually three places in Cheshen Mishpat where this Indian is brought down and there's a problem. One is in Simon Reish Samach, Bit Gimel. It says that that if a Metziah falls into a Chasa HaMuskeret, whatever the Metziah is, somebody, the wind blows money that was lost, Hefker, and it blows it into a rented field, or a rented house. Now the case there is a Tzvi Shavar, there's a wild deer that broke its leg, so it can't run anymore, and it lifts into a rented property, Hefker, Karka Kaina. The chutzah is kind of an aveda shloimi daitai. Even if a person doesn't see it, it's kind of. So, in halacha it says that it's kani l'saicha, that the tenant is kind of. If something hefker comes into your property during the time of your rental, so you're kind of. Your tenant is kind of. Which is mashma, that you see it's kind of, that you own the gofa karka, you kind of came chutzah.
You can say that really you don't own it, but when you rent something, you're renting all the powers that
the owner of the
has. You get all the powers that the original owner has. So if the original owner had the power to be
kind of
whatever's on the tracker, that's what you rented from
him.
It doesn't mean that you own the
tracker. The second place in Halacha is in Sidur Kufyat Gimel, Sif Beis, where somebody is renting an apartment to someone, and he's also selling him furniture. It happens very often. Landlord owns furniture in the apartment, so he's renting the apartment plus selling him furniture. So it says in Halacha that he could do it in one kinyan. In exchange for the rental, the person gives him money for the rental. He says it should be kind of the rental. The rental begins. And with the rental, whatever kinyan you make on the rental, you should be kind of, with the rental, you should be kind of the metalphalim, the furniture that's in the apartment, also with the kinyan anka. What? He's selling the furniture. He's renting the apartment and selling the furniture. So the Shulchan Aruch says that works with Kinyan Agav. That Agav, the rental of the apartment, I'm going to sell you the tablet. I'm selling the furniture. What? The landlord is selling it to the tenant. He's renting the apartment and selling the furniture. Okay. He's renting the apartment and selling the furniture. So now, it works with Kinyan Agos. That implies, again like the Rambam, that Ksura is Karka. It implies he's giving him Karka. Because since he's giving him Karka, I got the Karka, he can give him furniture. If you learn like Tysus, that Ksura is like Kanya, then you're not giving him any Karka. You're not giving him any Karka. So it's Mashma again like the Rambam. As Rebbe started to say, okay, the truth is that this second raya, according to the Shach, would fall away. Right, the Shach and the Siva said that Tosfos is made if you deliberately give him karka, that it works.
So this,
if a person says to someone, I'm renting you this and I got the karka, I'm giving you the metopolim, you can answer that it means I'm doing the rental in a way that's giving you the gufa karka with money. So that could be answered. The third case is in the Shofanah Simishin Yud Gimel Tzitzimel. It says that if you have a field and you rent it to someone and wild animals pass through your field and they leave zebel in your field. Nowadays we're not interested in the zebel. We're very upset when people don't clean up after their animals. In the time of the Gemara, there were people who were actually interested in it. They would use this fertilizer. And the shaila there is, if I rent my chatzar to someone and animals leave their zebel there, who does the zebel belong to? The Shulchan Aruch paskens that the landlord owns the zebel. So this is the problem. This mechaber is a stira. This comes out like Tyson, that the gufa karka belongs to the landlord. What? No, not that good feeling, the chaser. There's nothing wrong with it. He wants to collect it and take it wherever he wants to take it. So we have a problem now. It's a big problem. In halacha, we have a stira. The truth is, the first and third cases are almost the fairest of stira. In Aveda belongs to the tenant. And the zevel of the animals that pass through, which would seem to be the same thing, belongs to the landlord. What? It's not doctor, it's in a chaser that's not growing. The chaser that seems to not grow. He's taking the zevel and he's going to bring it wherever he brings it. I don't think it's doctor in the southern. What? Concrete, or if it's not concrete, if it's a chasa, even if it's earth, but if it's not used to grow things, so then it's only the zebel. So we have a major stira. If money blows into your field, into your house, that stira's kanya belongs to the tenant. If zebel comes, then it belongs to the landlord. So what's the difference between the money and the zebel? It's different between money and zebel, but what's the difference in all that? It's a problem, it's a major problem. Huh?
It's
worth money. So we have a major problem. What?
When money flows into the house,
Why shouldn't the zebel also let the person lose it?
Why should
it? If she was kanya, then it should feel. It's chasu is kanya. I mean, the wind blows it in, or if a wild animal brings it in. It's a major problem, yes.
Is it possible
that when the money goes in, kind of in the air, as well as in the floor?
Yeah,
if it's in the air, it's different than if it's in the floor. I don't know, whoever owns the karka owns the air rights. I don't think there's a difference. The state chair has a right to use the area, has a right to use the karka. Whether the owner owns both, I'm not sure. You'd have to establish a reason to make the killing. Why it should matter, I'm not sure.
Maybe in the first case, one way to bring them in mind, and when you buy in the first case, you know that
this is something I was thinking about. I'm not sure how to use it. Maybe in the case of the hefker thing that blows in, you're not affecting it. The material, you're not affecting it. So the landlord doesn't have to answer it, but somehow that belongs to the tenant. The zevel, he knows every year he gets a certain amount of zevel for free on this field. So therefore, but therefore what? It's a difference. But why does that matter? Not sure why that matters.
Maybe that's what he has, like I'm giving away the taxes for a certain amount of the require a certain amount of things on the place. It's like
shops,
they're just giving over the
carcass,
literally,
like
certain
amounts
of...
And here, he's giving over the carcass.
That's the
carcass,
so what he was able
to... Now, if he explained his carcass, it would be easy,
because
it might be
insane. Yeah, well, what was,
you have to analyze his carcass and try to make some kind of filling. Now, it's a problem. This is a major problem because we have to know how we're going to end up in Moscone. We have all these non-communists. Now, fortunately, we have one place we could look in Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim. And that's in the halachis of renting animals. Are you allowed to rent your animal to a guy? Excuse me, she asked about Malacha B'Shabbat. And there it's a Mefurish halacha that it's awesome. Which is like sheep ass. If it's open. So I'm not allowed to rent my animal to a guy to work on Shabbos. See, can I be allowed to rent it? The guy will be kind of it. So it's like kind of. If I'm renting it out, see, it's like kind of. So that's good with the Zevel case. So which case is Shver? Only the Aveda case. But if we say we pass the see, it's like kind of. So the Zevel case is good. The case of Kinyan Agav, we already said the Shas Peretz would apply. The problem is the Aveda case. So the Magen Avraham asks the Kasha, the simulation involved, Magen Avraham Ches, and he says the Teretz. The Magen Avraham says, we passed in Sirius Laikanya, we have a problem in the case of Aveda, so I'll answer you. So let me read you the Lashon of his Teretz, and maybe you'll have a Svara to explain what he means. This is the Teretz of the Magen Avraham. Young, I just wanted to be clear. We're coming from that we passed the Schiras Maikanya, like Agamara, like the Marabai Dezara, like Tysus, what we initially said was the Pashta Svara. We have one major problem that an Aveda belongs to the tenant.
Well,
it belongs to the tenant. Because the Shabbos says if I rent an animal to a guy, I'm not allowed to rent an animal to a guy, the guy's going to work with it. Because still, the Yid's animal. So Sirius, the guy's rent to Lake Kanya. The guy's not paying. It's only the landlord of the animal, so all the animal.
That's right.
So listen to the Magen Avraham's words. Maybe you can explain the Svaras HaDvarim. Just listen carefully before you stop. You know, don't think of a terrorist and then hear the words and say, ah, that's what he's saying. But he says something, he says, Tarek Leimer, the Dafka Le'inyin Hanasha Sirius Mikri Chatzera. Dafka for the hanor of the rental, the grip hachotzer belongs to the tenant. Vizehu gam kein hanahu. And having avedis or hefker, it's also a hanor. Vizehu gam kein hanahu, it's also that. Abu hagrof shal hamasir. But the land itself still belongs to the landlord. So this is Rosh. Daf kuminyan hanosha schiris mikri chatzera, abel hagof shal hamasir. What's he saying? What happens when you rent? What happens when you rent? Something in between. The gof shal hamasir. The house itself is still the landlord's. The house is the landlord's. Schiris by kind. Just that what? If you get the right to what? The right to live there?
No, from the field.
The right to use the field. That's true. So why am I claiming an Aveda?
That's part of using the field.
No. So you have to say, that's what it says. But when you rent the field, you are renting the field or the house for all its normal uses, and it's ki'ilu, you're the owner of the field for all its uses. But it's not really yours. The marshal I would give you to understand it,
why is it that different?
Okay, 1 second. Good. We would have to say this way, that the, it's like a hire a worker. Let's say I hire a worker to work for me. And he's working for me, I hire him to stock the shelves in my grocery store. And while he's working, he bends down and he finds a diamond ring that someone lost in the store. Who gets the diamond ring? The owner of the store or the worker?
The owner.
The store is not crying out because it's the Chayyim Shalom.
The owner is
picking up. When the person picks it up. So the Gemara says, if you hire a worker to do a specific job, you hire him to stock the shelves, to sweep the floor, you have a specific job, if he finds an aveda, it belongs to the worker. The worker's body is his own body. He was tenured. If you hire a worker to look for avedas, if you hire someone to look for diamond rings, then if he picks it up, you're kind of Yad Payom Piyad Bar Bais. So if you hire a worker to search for avedas, so then Yad of the worker is like the Yad of the Bar Bais. If you hire him to do something else, and he finds it, it belongs to him. Depends what he's hired for. So it seems a similar thing by a chatzah.
What happened
to the owner of the store is the time before the work? It's a chatzah. The Gemara says that only on the inside of the counter is a chatzah mishtamer, the outside of the counter.
If you write that a vendor has, those rights,
so it seems that a tenant is like this. The guf ha-karka belongs to the landlord. Just like the guf of the payo belongs to the payo. The guf ha-karka belongs to the landlord. The tenant rents the apartment for all the noise that can come from the group of the apartment. So Sirus like kind. Really Sirus is not kind of the group of Kaka. And that's why you can't bring an Aveda into the house. Sirus like kind. But an Aveda which flows into the house, that Aveda will belong to the tenant because it's a Hana from the group of Kaka. It's a Hana, the Guf HaKarka, which is what he bought. He bought the right to Hana from the Guf HaKarka. So that's a very nice chat. Still the loose end is still the Zevel case. The Zevel case. If this is the case, then why did he get the Zevel too? Why is it Hefter? Why is it Hana from the Guf HaKarka? Still, when I rent all rights to Hana that comes from the Karka. What's the difference if if a diamond ring falls into the car, or a
second.
You see, but I don't think the case is dafka, it's a seder. Not dafka, it could be the landlord is going to shovel it and take it to his field. This is a chaser. Could be the front yard. You don't want the land to grow.
So what's the tenant going to
have a field? The tenant also has a field. They also want to take a seder off this field.
The tenant is going to build itself into four, not the field.
I don't think so. I think the fight is over the Guf HaZevel, not point that statement.
Why is that
the same
Hana?
What?
Why is that the same
way as Hana? Why is Zevel the same as an Aveda? That's the kasha that remains. We're going to end up Sirus Laikanya, which fits with what the Shabbos. Shabbos needs to be very clear. And fits, according to this explanation, with an Aveda. The problem is, if you use this explanation for Aveda, then you have a problem by Zevel.
I can't say Zevel is a Guf HaZevel.
Why is Zevel the Guf HaKarka? An animal walked in and left it there.
Something that's expected now.
So that's only sure that it's expected. I'm not sure why the fact that it's expected should make a difference. That I'm not sure. Why the fact that it's expected should matter. And there could be a person knows over a year he gets rid of the Zevel in this field. Unlike in the seal, which is unexpected.
Right,
So why? Why is that excluded from the list of rights?
Maybe it's not called on enough. Yeah, I know.
Maybe, I don't know. You have to get a clear syllabus. And yes.
Maybe the right is devil is something that comes every year. And every field that gets devil, the field becomes worth more.
But it's not back in the field. It's even in the chatzer. It's even about the chatzer. I don't think we have to look up. If you're right, then you'll have a terrace. We'll look up Shin Yigim. I think if you they want, they want to take this devil elsewhere. There's not that leaving the devil there.
No, but this is a
concert?
Is this a
field? It's everything. It doesn't make a difference. The Zevah belongs to him, he can take it with him. Shin Yud Gimel, Sit Gimel.
Even if you say it's not a chasen, right? Every year, this area gets a certain amount of Zevah, right? So it's coming to the same. If you're going to take it away now, then eventually you're going to take it away from somewhere else.
Yeah. Why does it? It's a chutz. It doesn't make you a buyer of the field.
This area you got something
out of the dust. So when I rented it, why did I rent that also? I rented all the hanayis from the Bukhatan. I'm the guy. And this gets certain amount of zero, so I'm going to get the zero. I'll be able to use the zero.
But every year goes to the
first. Yeah. You might be right. You might be right, but based on what you know so far, you're not. Because in the Chos HaMishtameres, there's no difference between Zevel and a diamond ring. But your parents might be correct anyway, because it's all involved. But the case here I told you was the case of Tzvi Shavuot. The terrorist might be a good terrorist, but based on what I told you so far, you should know. Because the way I should play it. I don't want to get far down. I'd like to mention one more nekuda, which comes, somebody suggested today, back on Daf Dalet. I won't tell you who suggested this, so I don't want to embarrass them seeing. A very, very nice, very geschmack of pshat on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph. We had a machlekes Rashi type, it's about Mesirat HaMapeach. Rashi said that Mesirat HaMapeach is Chayma. And if you're renting some to someone, you give them the key, it's Chayma. So Tessa, what do you mean? It's a Gemara. Hashem Shikaka Niktis Bekesh Shtar Chazak. So Tessirus Niktis Bekesh Shtar Chazak. It's a Gemara. That Kaka, that Tessirus is only Niktis Bekesh Shtar Chazak. So where do you get this new kingdom of Mesirat HaMapeach? That was Tessa's Kasha on Rashi. Where do you get this kingdom of Mesirat HaMapeach? So he answered, Rashi will hold, there are two things by rentals, two types of kinyan. One is a kinyan that you're not going to back out of the rent. So that works with Mesirat HaMapeach. You come to my house, and you agree to rent my apartment, and I give you the key. Giving the key is a kinyan that you're not allowed, your kid cannot back out of the rental agreement. But the renter was not yet kind of a guf hakaka. He doesn't have a kinyan in the kaka itself. Let's say a mitzvah was formed there. He didn't do a kinyan in the guf hakaka. That, the Gemara says, kishem shakaka niknes bekesh shtar v'chazaka. The same thing, tzvirus kaka niknes bekesh b'shtar v'chazaka. So there are two people. He said that that you can't back out of the agreement that is a tzvirus mafeh. That you're kind of a guf hakaka. That Rashi will say that Taka needs Kesef Shtar Chazak. That's how he answered the way Rashi Taisus Kasha. Why was Taisus not Micha with this? Why didn't Taisus hold of this Kesef? It's not the Shema. Taisus holds that Sivas by Kanya. You never claim the Guf HaKaka. If you never claim the Guf HaKaka, so there's only one Kenyan, the Kenyan of the agreement. There's never a kinyan in the guf hakarka itself. So remember, you can't divide it into two kinyanim. If Rashi holds tzvirus kanya, that you claim with the guf hakarka, so like Rashi, you said a very good terrace. The tzvirus mafteach is under rental agreement. And then to be claim with the guf hakarka, that you need kesef shtar chazak. It would fit in nicely, because places would be the shitasa. Places all, if you take to the shouts, would seem to hold tzvirus like kanya. Places just the shitasa. And if indeed Rashi is one of the Chalkim, then Rashi will hold Sivas Kanya Grada. I just realized it fits in even more nicely when you write this up and see it. The Shach, Shin Yud Gimel, says, I think he said that Rashi Shita is that Rashi Shita is that Sirus Kami. The Shach brings that in the case of Zevel, he brings a list of Rishayim, one of them I believe is Rashi, who holds that Sirus Kami.
So it's super down nicely. He said in the case of a master Bias, he said, versus I Kari, so you should be Kari and you can put this in order. So I said, Sarah, I have Bias Kalut. Now,
Rashi's Lashon is Shaharei Atzah Habayis Shalai.
That's
very good. You got that? You got that? Rashi says Shaharei Atzah Habayis Shalai, which would fit in nicely. Okay, Akoponim, we spent the whole day on this Nekuda. Tomorrow we're turning the page, believe me, I do. I'm going to turn the page. So let's just have a clear opinion in this idea of the Sefer Torah.